That's how you know it's about to get started.
That was an homage to 2007. I mean, the whole year, not just Lil Wayne. Mostly because we could stand to go back to 2007 for a little bit.
Yeah, that was a cool time.
It was
before the...
It's a much better time. Before the corony?
Before everything completely derailed.
Oh my
God. The first time.
The world's so weird right now.
Yeah.
So anyway...
welcome to Millennials Suck.
We're back. We're trying new shit out. Schedule things happen. Go fuck yourself. We're doing what we can. We're trying to get there. Fuck yourselves. I owe you nothing. For people who know who I am.
But we're still gonna do shit.
I mean, yeah, I'm still gonna do whatever I want. I still want you to support me because, like, I can't do this if you don't. Like, I don't care about your opinion, but, like, I need to listen to it type of situation. We just talked about that, actually. Yeah. I probably shouldn't have said that to you, but here we are.
Hey, you know, it happens, man.
Is that considered a fourth wall break?
Podcasts don't have a fourth wall, as far as I know. I guess that's a format question. I don't know,
man.
Yeah. It's all right.
Anyway, how are you?
We are here. How's it going, man?
How are you doing?
I'm doing.
I missed you.
Missed you.
For all of you, for people who don't know, which is all of you, me and Dylan haven't seen each other since the last time we sat down to record, so it's been a grit. Actually, that's not true.
Nah.
I'm fucking dumb. No, so many things have happened since the last time we've hung out. I'm stupid. I completely forgot about the two episodes that we recorded after the last one, as well as all the other shit we've done.
Yeah.
Like Dimitri's wedding.
We'll just edit that part out. It's fine.
Or not. I don't care. Yeah. I have no problem looking stupid.
We're cutting
stupid
down for content time. So
sounding
that's like
stupid. Oh, yeah. We're going to start giving you shorter episodes as well. We discussed that. But it's going to be different, and you'll figure all that out later.
Kind of doing it like the video gamers on YouTube, how they'll play through an entire video game in like 1 or 2 days, but they'll split that video up into like, they do that exact same thing. They'll have
like,
an alarm
like
set, and then their alarm goes off. They're like, oh, that's going to do it for this video, guys. And then they like hit stop, record, save, put it over there, start a new one. What's up, guys? Back to the gaming.
Yes, sir. I've seen so many Pokemon Let's Plays that I know that to be 100% true.
Yep. So we're going to do that podcast style.
Yeah, and it's going to be dope because I don't know of anybody else who does that because they refuse to get rid of material.
pull that ashtray closer to you so you don't got to lean way over all the time. It's better for podcast continuity as well, but mostly just get comfy, bud.
Oh,
there you go.
There we go.
Do some breathing exercises. Fucking do some.
I'm starting doing yoga before every podcast.
You want to do yoga while we podcast?
That sounds like a terribly bad idea.
Probably, but
we should try.
I mean, who's doing 100%. It?
I think that's something we should do in the future. Is just do like random stuff and podcast. just because like it would be fun for us, and it'd be random for other people. It'd be funny.
Yeah, I agree.
Like we're gonna podcast while brewing. That'd be really interesting. I bet we could do that though. I guarantee we could figure it out. We're gonna figure it out. We don't want any of your guys' suggestions. We'll do it on our own. Unless you know exactly how to do it, then hit me up.
Waiting. People are definitely going to hit us up.
Probably not. I don't think they can hear it yet. Fourth wall break.
That podcast wall.
Podcast wall. It's not a fourth wall. It's more like a second wall, really.
I guess it's like if our listeners are imaginary, then, you know.
I mean, at this point, they kind of are. Also, we have another episode coming out after this one, or after these ones, whatever this turns into. And it was recorded before we took a break. So if there's time sensitive shit in there that doesn't make any sense, just go fuck yourself because we're still releasing it.
We could also just not.
I'm being super aggressive toward our imaginary listeners right now.
I'm just going to get all of like the pre-bitch.
Yeah, I'm just gonna get all that
disclaimer.
Out of the way. Well, actually,
out of
the I'm
way,
pretty sure that most of this is gonna be me bitching. Actually,
Jason, podcasting comes with a disclaimer that you have to sign. Like, I don't want to hear shit about the fucking podcast.
Yeah, I don't want to hear
off
a fucking thing. Like every time, like you know, you have the terms of agreement for when you like sign into Apple. You have to do another one before you click start on any of our episodes. Where it's just like, deal with it.
That's all it says. Deal with it. Okay.
You got it. Cool. But anyway. Have you seen Tiger King?
I have seen
it. Just kidding. I already know you've seen it.
I have seen the fuck out of the Tiger King.
It's so wild. Now, before we get into this, I have something serious to address about it, and then we can discuss the calamity.
All right.
Stop supporting these shitty fucking people. Stop buying they merch. Stop trying to get Joe Exotic pardoned by the president. Every single person that you met in that fucking documentary was a piece of shit human being. Stop supporting them. Now, that being said, the drug dealer is my favorite.
My Which man, one's the drug ass, dealer?
The dude who had, like, they kept saying that he wouldn't be able to, it's the Mario, whatever the fuck his name is. The chick that Carol was like, he'll never get onto his property. And then, like, the next 10 minutes they were onto his property.
Right.
Okay. And he was like, I started selling dope. He said, I started selling drugs to feed my exotic animal habit. And I was like, that's the most relatable shit I've ever heard in my life. Like, yeah, Pop, that is cocaine under my bed. Let me just explain this to you real quick. You know how I have 9 dogs? They're real expensive when you care about them. So, yeah, I started selling cocaine. That sounds like the exact reason I would give to start selling dope. It's fucking great.
Eric's my favorite character on that whole thing.
Eric, is that the one that's like...
I don't fucking care.
Like Trailer Park Eldon?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that man.
How many wives does he have? I don't fucking care.
I literally only say that because he has the same like I just don't care demeanor, right?
Yeah.
But he also has long hair. That's the only reason why I called him Eldon. Like, they're very different people.
Right.
But no, that shit is wild. And... again, they're all awful people, and Carol killed her goddamn husband. Do you think Carol killed her husband?
I just want to see under the septic tank.
crazy asshole, really, out here lying about killing her husband. Trevor Wallace, listeners, has a video that you all need to go check out. It's his version of the Tiger King, and it's actually the funniest fucking thing on the internet right now.
It is indeed hilarious.
Shout out to Trevor Wallace. Even though he's kind of douchey, he's still really funny, so it's fine. I only say he's douchey because he has that, like, Gen Z appeal, and that just feels douchey to me in my heart. You're probably not a douche. Yeah, I mean, a little bit, but that's just by, like social conditioning. Like, you know, like, being around them and talking to them and knowing that they exist, those type of situations. So, like, I could be wrong. Like, maybe I'm generalizing a whole group of people. Or maybe... I'm right. And y'all suck balls. Not literally. That would be fine. I don't care either way. But like figuratively speaking, y'all fucking suck.
Dude. What do you say to those who say that millennials suck?
Yeah.
We all suck.
Everyone sucks. That's the whole fucking point. That's my whole, if I were a book, right? The whole moral of my story is everyone sucks, dude.
Yeah.
No one doesn't. There's not an existing group, person, like idealistic collection of any type of people that aren't shitty. As a group, we all suck. There's no way. As individuals, there's some people that don't suck. Like Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's like the least suck of any person. But like Joe Rogan plus like Ari and Bert and Segura and all of them all as like a unit. There's sucky things about him.
Yeah.
Example, Ari Shaffir. Like the whole thing. I'm kidding. No, I fuck Ari Shaffir. I heard that story about... Hey, did you hear the story about him drugging Tom... not Tom, but Bert Kreischer in his own home?
What did he give him?
Molly.
Wow.
Yeah. So basically, nutshell version, because I don't remember the long shell version. The not nutshell version. Whatever, dude. Basically, he came over to Bert, because Bert does his podcast in his basement. So he came over to do his podcast with him, and they were doing a shot together. When he wasn't paying attention, he dosed his fucking shot. So he threw it back in like 45 minutes. He was like, How you feeling? Dude, I gave you Molly. He had to get on a plane. He had to do, like, he literally left his house. He told his wife about it. He's like, I gotta fucking go. I can't be around our children while I'm on Molly. He just left and he had to get on a flight and shit later. It was a whole situation.
Oh, man.
And I was like, dude, if there's one thing that you don't do, it is spike someone with mind, like actual mind affecting drug.
You could just stop it, spike someone.
I don't know. Yeah, probably. Probably
like what situation
it would eliminate
it okay?
A lot of rapes, wouldn't it?
What in what situation with any, I don't care if it's like aspirin. Like if the person taking it doesn't know they're taking it, fuck off. Like that's a shitty move.
I mean, technically, people taking placebos don't know they're taking placebos.
And that's fine. But again, you've presented them with a placebo. They know they're taking something. In this case, we're talking about a
spike.
Well,
I mean, if I hand you a shot, you know you're taking something. There's also Molly in it.
So there's also the assumption that that something is alcohol. And it's like,
there's the assumption that this thing is fucking hydrocodone, not sugar.
Again, fine, but you've told me this might be sugar, this might be hydrocodone. And the other case, you're saying this is alcohol. You have
I could say one of those is exceptionally more deceitful than the other.
Right. So fuck you for doing that to anybody with anything.
But anyway, a lot of stuff going on right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got laid off because of it.
Yeah. So right now it is the Monday after I got laid off Friday night, which is cool. Though, I mean, I've got a whole nother week's paycheck coming the end of this week. So, you know, that's cool. Like I have that to look forward to. And then like from, you know, what I'm seeing, like I've got a, because it's like a COVID layoff, the unemployment is just like without question. Like they just,
it's pretty much,
you don't have to apply for jobs during the layoff or anything. It's just like, you have a job. You were an essential employee at a company that still ended up having to lay people off, even though they're essential.
Speaking of essential employees, there's a meme trend of people who want to like, I'm essential, fuck you, non-essentials. And that's funny and all, but I just want you to know that essential is just a sweet candy-coated government term for the word sacrificial. It just means that we don't give a shit. We care more about what you do than your actual life. That's all it means.
And like, you know, to keep society going, that is necessary.
100% necessary.
For sure. Like, but you've got to have that.
But maybe just remember that when you're being essential, it just means that it's okay if you die.
Yeah.
That's all they're saying.
I mean, if you're going to like honestly condescend people who are not essential.
I mean, you're a douchebag in the first place. You know. Condescending anyone for any reason is stupid.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a Star Wars fan. Oh, that hit a nerve. I fucking hate Star Wars fans. I will never not hate Star Wars fans. Y'all ruin everything. I love Star Wars and y'all fuck everything up. Can't enjoy shit because of these ass clowns anymore. It's like that with everything, but like mostly Star Wars for me.
Yep.
Because they're the worst. Because it's all they have. They spent their entire lives worshiping a 40-year-old fucking movie, and now they can't adapt to the new shit being different. Fuck you. Enjoy it for what it is, or don't fucking talk about it. If it's an objectively bad movie like Death Note, all right, whatever.
I haven't seen that.
It's so bad. I don't know anyone who enjoyed it. My mom didn't even know what Death Note was. She watched it with me, and she fucking said it was stupid.
Well, won't get involved in that then.
Yeah, it's not worth watching. It's one of those movies that like, it's just like, it's not bad enough to be like, bro, you should check it out. It's kind of bad, but it's cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like in that perfect realm of irrelevantly bad. It's like, it's so bad that like, I don't even talk about it unless I'm talking about shitty things. Like it's how I reference shitty movies. It's like my standard of bad movies. Speaking of bad movies.
Yeah.
I binge watched the Ragnarok series on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it was real, real weird. Have you seen / heard of this?
Seen / heard of the Ragnarok series?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
It's a Norwegian series. They have it on Netflix subbed and dubbed.
Yeah.
And it's fucking weird. Like, yeah, it's about like this kid moves into this town that he, I guess, was born in, that he hadn't been back to since his dad died or whatever the fuck. And like some lady just touches his head. And then now he's Thor, I guess. And he throws hammers really far. Like he literally, like, he throws a sledgehammer out of anger and it goes like 2.5 miles.
Jesus.
So he throws one as hard as he can to figure out. He's like, he was talking to some chick. She's like, tell me something interesting about you. He goes, I can throw a hammer like 1,200 miles. And she was like, that's really impressive. I'm going to go home now. But it's cool, but it's weird.
Yeah.
It's definitely not. You can tell it's not made for American viewers at all. But if you can get past our patriotic arrogance, then it's a pretty good show. It's just fucking weird. Yeah, I'm saying that Americans are arrogant.
I mean, that's objectively true.
I mean, 100%. Like, legitimately, every other country in the world is shutting down everything just so nobody dies. And we're just like, no, we got it.
Yeah.
Which, did you see, that actually works perfectly. Did you see that thing that Norway put out for its citizens? It was like what you can and can't do and like traveling laws and stuff like that during this whole situation.
I don't think so.
They literally were talking about if you have visited second or third world countries or like countries with underdeveloped medical systems recently, you can't like do shit, blah, 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 blah. And it was listing like examples and it was like the US. And I was like,
yeah, yep. I did see that.
I saw on Facebook, somebody was like, it's not possible. We have the most medically advanced medical systems in the world. I'm like, yeah, we do, but nobody can fucking afford to go to the doctors. So
I will say, like, capitalism is great for the advancement of medical technology.
It's terrible. Socialism for healing sick people
is great for the distribution.
But that's kind of
healthcare technology.
That's kind of like the difference between the two. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, capitalism accelerates, socialism maintains. That's why there's no answer either or. Like, you have to find something in the middle.
There is a balance between the two. There's like, you have to let the free market be capitalist so that there can be competition amongst healthcare companies.
We're sorry, listeners. Does that S word hurt your feelings? In case you forgot, this is called Millennials Suck. We weren't raised to be afraid of the Russians. Go fuck yourselves. The Russians aren't even communists anymore, by the way. I want y'all to know that. Most people don't know that. They're not. So you know. But anyway, you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, I feel like if you just combine free market capitalism with just, there are some specific markets that you have to be careful with. And I feel like education and healthcare are like my two biggest.
Yeah, they're the two biggest.
If you make it to where, like, as an American, you can get as much education as you want, provided, like, yeah, you're going to use that education to give back to the society that gave you that education. It's like, you're not just handing people an education and, like, you're fucked because you paid for their education. They're now going to go build industry and jobs and shit.
They're more useful to you.
Yeah. And
like, even from like a puppeteer perspective, like, the more they're able to do, the more useful they are to you. The only problem is you don't want free thinking people going to college. So like all those cool, like open-minded electives would have to disappear. But yeah, totally. You know what I mean?
But yeah, I mean,
like women's studies, old people don't care about women and they run the country. So where's the lie? I care about women. I'm not saying that women aren't important.
I'm not saying you're lying. I'm not even saying you're lying.
You didn't say anything. You just looked at me. I was like,
I'm just letting you say what you say.
I mean that from I said it as a joke, but I fucking mean it. Like, that's how it would go for like in the most totalitarian version of it. But like, we're not there yet. So like, pay for fucking college. Pay for people to not die.
And that's the thing. We have all these other problems and all these other unknowns that we're surrounded by all the time. A country full of healthy, educated people is going to solve every other problem and mystery there is.
Isn't it, though?
Like, I mean, you want to talk about, like, yeah, we have this well-oiled machine of an economy and a country. We do. The infrastructure is there for it to be that. But, like, you have to give people the access to be able to keep up with the technology, the times, the needs. You know, you're going to need people who are doing shit that's advanced. You got to have people have the access to that kind of information.
I maintain that you can teach just about anybody to do any type of thing. The problem is that it's easier for some, harder for others. And having an education service as a utility in your nation allows you to sort through those people a whole lot quicker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's, you have this, like you could train anyone to be a doctor. It is the difference of taking 4 years versus taking 20 fucking years. You know what I mean? You do the same thing long enough, you'll figure it all out. Or you'll figure out a version of it that gets the job done. You know what I mean? Your fucking stitch work might be crazy awkward, but that dude's heart's going to be fine. You know what I mean? But when you start looking at, like, how useful people that go to college are, like, you literally don't understand, like, how much the country depends on certain jobs that you can only do. Like you're looking at a capitalist society. So what, regardless of how you slice it, positive or negatively, our entire country is based on money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Think about what goes in the science and practicality that goes into marketing and it's as a concept. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just go do that shit. You know what I mean? You have to, like, know what the fuck to do. Like, it's not like just coming up with an idea to sell a candy that you came up with. It's like a whole thing. It's like the whole concept. So, like, you can't just, like, when you, like, so when somebody goes and does that shit, like, marketing is what keeps money flowing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's literally the vein that creates the blood, that the blood flow runs through. So when you start looking at, like, how important even those types of jobs are.
Yeah.
Like, fucking just pay for people to go to college, bro. It's better for literally everyone.
And you got
to
think too, like,
and relieve college debt, because the more money people are spending on their own shit, the more money y'all are making anyway.
And you got to think too, there's a balance that'll be struck by doing that, because you might think, well, if we make healthcare free for everybody, it could, like, flood the healthcare industry, like we're seeing with COVID. You know, that's just so many more people hitting the doctor all at once for, you know, everything they need, because they're going to get it free. But at the same time, you supply the education. You know how many nurses are about to come out of your educational system? You know how many doctors are about to come out of your educational system? If they don't have to pay to get there, if they're just honestly interested in becoming that, and they have the drive to do that, and they're not impeded by just, you know, socioeconomic circumstance and money.
I would be a whole ass lawyer right now if education was free.
And yeah, it is an investment. Like, and you do have to look at it that way. Like,
100%.
You know, that's the concern of the older generation is, like, we're spending money on shit that, like,
isn't a guaranteed helpful thing.
But it is a guaranteed helpful thing.
In the masses, yes, but they're looking at it as, like, individual basis. Yeah. You're like, you mean to tell me that Jeff's kid next door, who literally kicked my dog because he thought it was his dog a week ago, can go to college now? He's gonna fucking fail and be useless. They're not looking at, you know, Steve down the street who would never, who can't afford
this
shit.
Who becomes the doctor that cures your cancer.
Right, like the guy who fucking saves your wife's life after the car crash down the street. Like, fuck that guy. Just because Jeff ate paint once as a kid.
And that's the thing too, is, like, you know, people are just going to live off the welfare. It's like, yeah, but, like, okay, if the taxes I'm paying supply the needs of three families and one of those families is a piece of shit just living off the welfare system, not trying to advance their lives. If two of those families have still, like, taken that money, become, you know, done something, you know, put a kid through school or, it, you know, done what they need to do to make themselves successful and comfortable without the help, then the investment was still well worth it.
I 100% agree with that. The problem is that people want 100% return on their money. The fact is that you're paying taxes for shit that
even
you
business
don't even
owners know that's not a thing.
And the fact is that at this point you're paying taxes on shit that you don't even know where it's going. You know what I mean? Yeah. You don't get a fucking itemized receipt when you do your federal taxes and how much you fucking paid into it, what it all paid for. They don't break that shit down for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You don't know where your money's going at all. Versus this way, you know where your money's going. And you know it's going to something that isn't bullshit. You know what I mean? Why are we spending $780 or $780 billion a year on defense spending, but we don't have the money to fucking take care of people who are getting sick? That makes no sense. Like, I get that we need to have a strong military because we've pissed everybody off. I agree with that. I'm not saying we should demilitarize. But we don't need $780 billion fucking budget. You know what I mean? There are just as scary fucking nations that don't spend a third of what we spend on their defense budget. Russia, fucking China, Japan. They don't spend a fraction of what we do. We could literally take money out of that fucking pool and put it in so many other places that would benefit so many more people.
Yeah.
Also, pay military people more.
Yeah. Like the end of it, I'd be cool with the military budget being high if it were going to legitimately like improving the lives of the people serving in it.
I would be fine with that. The problem is that all of our domestic fucking veteran services are disgustingly broken.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you look at like where all that money fucking goes. It goes into weapon development and logistics for the most part. Like, I don't give a shit what you say. Most of the money that we spend on the military goes through logistics of operations, or it goes to weapon development. Like, we have the armament right now to, if we got into a bad enough war with somebody else, we would not just kill them, but kill every other fucking human on the planet. We don't need bigger guns.
No.
We don't need faster shit. What we need is a solid fucking military that can handle all situations. And we need them to be protecting people who are healthy and comfortable. Like, mental health when you're poor is proven to, it literally, like, it's proven that if you are stressing about money, your IQ drops like 20 fucking points. Like, you are dumber and less useful when you are in a bad place mentally. So if you are healthy and you have the means to be comfortable all the time, you are more productive to society.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with that exchange rate. You know what I mean? I'm fine with that trade-off. And I don't know how anyone isn't. I don't understand it. Like, I know it's a different perspective, but like, I don't get how that doesn't make sense to you.
And I feel like it always just comes back to, where's the money going to come from?
We spend more money on our fucking defense system than the next 25 countries combined. That's fucking absurd. There's no reason for us to spend that much money. Basically, what that means is we can kill all 25 of those countries at one time. That's all that means. But we don't need to do that because 14 of them are our allies. Yeah. So why the fuck does it matter? Who are you afraid of? Who the fuck are you afraid of? China? Okay, but you can't stop that shit anyway. If we're going to war with China, that's just something that's going to happen. You know what I mean? That's an unstoppable force and an unmovable object. That's just is what it is. But that
and
extra.
I feel like an educated populace, like an entire country, an entire generation, like furthered their education, like educated until they're 21. They're more self-aware at 21 than they'd be at 18. Like, you're talking about a completely revolutionized generation. I mean, war with China may actually be something avoidable with a country full of people that whose education has been taken that seriously.
I think another low-key concern about that they're not talking about, and don't think I'm crazy because I say that what they don't talk about, it's a fucking fact that the media covers and hides shit. It's not a crazy thing. It's just the facts. I think that they're hiding the fact that another reason why they don't want to give free education is that they'll lose probably 40 to 60% of their military recruitment every year.
Yeah.
Because most of the people that go into the military, especially in our generation and younger, is like because they want the benefits of the military. Yeah. There's very few like people anymore that are like, I'm going to serve America. You know what I mean? Those people are still out there and, you know, God bless them, but like, it's not most of the people enlisting anymore.
Yeah.
So if these kids can come straight out of fucking high school, go to college and not need any of the perks that, you know, go into the government, why the fuck wouldn't they? And I think that's something they're not talking about. I think that's a legitimate concern that nobody's talking about. And I get that one. If you made that argument to me, I'd be like, all right, well, that kind of makes sense. But at the same time,
there's still going to be people who shake out of this society wanting to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, furthering their education may bring them across, you know, maybe there's some kid who's a history buff and he just gets fascinated by fucking American history, graduates out of a fucking associate's degree that he was able to get for free, and he's just an expert on fucking U.S. history and decides, I'm going to go ROTC. Like, that's the kind of guy who comes up through the ranks and becomes a general and shit.
All officer school is college.
Yeah.
So you're still going to have those people. You have people that go in as a degree, then they go get a degree, and then they join the military at 20, 21, 22 years old. And they're already trained to do so much shit.
Their baseline rank is the one above the max you can go as an enlist.
Yeah, as an NCO, yeah.
Yeah.
Like you go in. on your first day outranking E9s.
Yeah.
And like, people will do that because at that point, they're going for a job. You know, officers aren't usually in danger for the most part. I mean, there's obviously dangerous situations. I'm not saying that they're not, but like, the basic strategy of war is protect your fucking officers. So there's way more. They're just job searching at that point. Give them a reason to come to the military over going to a different company. I don't know, man. I'm just kind of spitballing here.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is, if we were just like to readjust the money that we already have, we could fix like 90% of the financial and logistical problems in this country. I mean, I'm not good with numbers, math, or money, but I'm almost certain that what I just said is 100% true. So
I feel like even just those two things too, like everything else could stay exactly the same. Most of the aspects of your life wouldn't change. Like you'd still be able to go to the same, you know, job, same bars and restaurants and all that stuff. Well, yeah, I mean, like, you know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
Like all that stuff is still there the same way it's going to be. It's just that, you know, the people going through that system growing up are going to have access to higher levels of education. And we're, you know.
Then the standard for intellect raises.
So high. Yeah.
So high because there's no longer, like, because now going to college is just as easy as going to high school.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you not to do it.
Just to know more about the world.
Yeah. And then, and like,
to understand more about yourself.
People like me who just do not give a fuck about standard shit, but love to learn. You know what I mean? They're going to go to college for dumb shit, like liberal arts or fucking philosophy. But even then, like, they're expanding their brains. They're exercising their, you know, their brain mass to the full, their full capability. And they're going to contribute to your society for it. I also think, this one you can call me crazy for, and I just thought about this a little bit ago. I also think, low key, they know that over 60% of people who graduate from college politically align liberal, and they have to keep this red versus blue facade going for the American people, and they don't want to crush the balance. Because it's pretty evenly balanced right now, but if like the whole world was going, if the whole country was going to college, and we kept that, you know, 60-70% rate.
Yeah. The problem with that is just slowly over the decades, it's polarizing more and more. So it's just like where it used to be, you know, we were part of a party, but you'd still just vote for whoever was best. Now it's like the identity politics has just poisoned it so much.
It's just, if you're
tribalized
not,
it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But it would also produce more adequate election results because now everyone knows what's going on.
Yeah.
It's not a bunch of fucking morons fighting online about shit they know nothing about. It's a bunch of people who learned the real shit while they were in college and they're like,
And you're still going to have, I feel like the way you set that up is keep your, you know, like, yeah, you can still get, you know, hunted down by a truancy officer if you don't go to school until you're 18. Do that thing, you know, children are still children.
Yeah.
Senior year of high school is like around your 17, 18 time. So like you transition then into this optional education. You can continue your education. We'll cover you. You go in whatever direction. We'll give you recommendations, whatever. You just go do your thing. And if you would rather enter the workforce, you can go ahead and do that. You're still going to have a flow of kids who want to enter the workforce, knowing that they can come back to that education at any point. They're going to go become your truck drivers, your welders, your you know, waiters and waitresses and shit. They're going to go see what the world is about, figure some shit out. Or they might jump straight into school and be, you know, they might come out smart people. And you're still going to have people that go to school for 2 years, decide it's not for them, but they became smarter people over those 2 years, and they're going to go fill the other roles in society. Everything is still going to fall into place just fine. And those people can't bitch and say like, oh, well, you know, I've got an associate's degree. You know, I'm too good for this job. You didn't pay shit for it. Yeah. Congratulations, you're a smarter person, but you didn't find a path while doing that led you to somewhere
100%
more satisfying. At that point, it becomes your responsibility. We've given you the access to the education. Where do you want to take it? That's all on you.
And then you create a society where higher education becomes the standard. And then people who choose not to take that option, unfortunately, you know what I mean, who don't have other plans set up, they're now in a position where, fuck, you know what I mean? Life's real hard now.
Yeah.
So then they become tradesmen and like real tradesmen. Like they actually get a real trade and they're not just like me, just around here working wherever, whoever will let them work there. You know what I mean? Like they have an actual trade they can do. And you're strengthening that part of your workforce as well. Like, because if upper education becomes the standard, then that's going to become the standard across the board. You know what I mean? It's going to get to a point to where, like, it's real hard to take care of yourself if you're not fitting into that line. And then you have to start talking about how that affects minimum wage and all that shit. But that's like 20 fucking years from now. We can worry about that later.
Well, you got to think, too.
And then again, I go with our original theory that we were talking about that one day, where it was like, I don't think that minimum wage is the problem. I think the maximum wage is.
Yeah. No, I agree. But I think also, too, there's going to be a strength in the optional education, continued education system where, again, like you keep your capitalist free society or, you know, free economy. And those people coming out of that more socialist structured educational system are now going to enter the capitalist market. It's still going to shake out people. Like businesses are going to get better. Technology is going to get better at a super fast rate at that point, because you're going to have a whole new generation of like badass entrepreneurs coming into the markets, doing shit, you know, differently, doing it better, doing it more efficiently, whatever the case may be. But the technology is just going to ramp up so fast that it's going to make things real badass. Like it would be a thing that changes the yeah. face of the country.
Tesla-esque future.
Yeah. And then, you know, you still have that structure that we're used to that, you know, allows you to get rich if you want to and to live an extravagant life if you want to. But at that point, your economy has been strengthened. Your dollar is bigger than it was before. So like, even if you're not, you know, an amazingly,
I just want to point out that 5 years ago, for a small period of time, Canadian money was worth more than ours. Bruh, I have no hatred against the Canadians, but I'm real competitive. Bruh, we let the Canadians pass us. Clearly, we're doing something wrong.
And that, you know, that, I mean, that there's something to do with that too, with like, you know, the whole World Bank.
I honestly have no idea where that came from now that I'm thinking about it. I thought it was part of the conversation, and I'm almost certain that it was just, I mean, some shit I was thinking about and just blurted out.
I referenced like the power of the dollar, so I mean, there was a segue there.
That's exactly where that
but
came
like,
from.
Yeah, with that system, I mean, you know, you might not even have to worry about maximum wage, because even people hoarding money, it doesn't become much of a problem if the value of every dollar is just badass. You know, if stuff is cheap, and that's the thing too. You know, if you're running a business in a way where it's like, all right, I don't need $150 million to hit my bank account this year, so instead of that, I'm going to take like $1 million, live a still badass life, but $49 million going to making your product or service cheaper or just paying your employees more. If every business was doing something, if even half the businesses in the United States were doing that, like making extravagant profit and distributing it either to raising wages or lowering cost, the power of our economy would just skyrocket. And you wouldn't have, like, yeah, instead of $150 million individual dollars hitting your bank account, which is just a number, you only had $1 million. But by making the moves that you did, you increased the value of each of those individual $1 million, so they're worth more than the individual $150 million.
I would say that in concept, what you're saying is absolutely correct. But yeah, in practice, with humankind, I just want to point out that
you do have to allow room for cynicism.
At what point do you think Donald Trump stopped worrying about what he could and couldn't afford? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And just started making money for the sake of making money.
And I think by making the coming up part of life not so standardized and the getting you ready for the workforce or college the way that we do it now, like having that continued education option means a lot more people are going to take it, even if it's just a self-discovery thing. And you're going to see an increase in compassionate individuals. Because
that is true.
You meet a lot more people from different walks of life when you go to a college or university, because you've got people coming from all kinds of places, including overseas. So, I mean, the amount of people that you're exposed to, the cultures and just the ideas that are presented to you and aside from what you learn in the classroom, it's just a whole experience that, you know, people look back on very fondly when they go do it. So, and half of what they're looking back on is all the shit that happened outside of school.
Right.
Like, in outside of the classroom. So all I think that, as a person, it makes, shit. You know, with the freedom from the financial slavery that student loans have become, still having the access to that experience is going to make people better people. On top of, you know, you're still going to have shitheads.
I'll give you
that.
There's
still going to be fuck faces.
But I look at it like this, okay? Imagine you and 9 other people are instructed to build ladders, right? Yeah. There's no rules on how big or small your ladder has to be, but you, in order to survive, all 10 of you have to build these ladders, yeah. Right? And then you are given a X amount of materials. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's only so much wood. There's only so many nails. There's only so much blah, 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 blah. And you all have to get to a wall, okay? Or you're all trying to get over a wall. We could, and there's enough materials for all 10 people to have the exact same size wall, right? But you've built ladders before.
Yeah.
Or I meant ladders, not walls. But you've built ladders before, okay? So you're building more efficiently, faster, with less material.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize that your ladder will not be tall enough to get over this wall. Oh, shit. So you start taking more of the resources. So now somebody's ladder is shorter. So if you've got 99% of the material, the other 10 people are not getting shit because you were worried about this wall,
mm-hmm.
but you could have gotten over it the same as everybody else. You know what I mean? That's kind of how I look at how our economy works. There is a finite amount of money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And as long as human greed allows us, you know what I mean? Or it doesn't allow us, but inflicts us, there will always be that I need more, 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 more type shit. We're a very gluttonous species.
Yeah.
So whether it be fear or just overindulgence or whatever it is, there's always going to be those people who are like, I need more than everyone else. And then it starts detrimenting everyone else.
And that is true.
And I don't think that changes based on, you know, the education process. I don't think that changes that concept at all, other than more people being aware of what's happening.
And I think the only argument I would make to that is more that when you're talking about this situation, you do have to take into account that humans are also very empathetic creatures, and we're very tribally based. But if we can expand our own, you know, personal view of the tribe to include all of society, you know, we can be very, very compassionate, and people are capable of very good things as well. And I think one variable that you can't ignore, it's a more nuanced variable, because what you're saying is absolutely true. Like, logically, that line of thought with the ladders is perfectly applicable. But there is a nuanced variable that you have to include in there, which is those 10 people. The difference between those 10 people being people that were raised in the 60s or being raised in the, you know, 2030s, when that awareness that you're talking about them acquiring is going to be awareness that they just finished the process of an educational system that other people in the society around them have worked and contributed to them being able to do. You're talking about people who have been instilled with different ideas of what society is and what becoming successful in the society is. So the philosophy, that the spirit of the times, as some people right. call it, you know, as that changes, you have to take into account that kind of adjustment, where what you're talking about is objectively true across all of humanity, but the percentage of people doing that, I feel like, does go down as you increase the compassion of the general society. And like, you know, if you're just now turning like 21 or 22 and you're about to graduate with a bachelor's degree, you know, you've become pretty self-aware at that point. Maybe not completely developed mentally, but you've still developed at least some sense of introspection and appreciation. And, you know, you're going to be able to look at the life around you and be like, all right, I'm mature enough to realize this was given to me. And I feel like that will develop more compassionate individuals. Now, I feel like that could also be argued and people would be like, nah, people are just going to get spoiled and like expect everything handed to them forever because they had it handed to them till they were 21.
Good point. That's going to be hard to argue.
Good point.
That's going to be hard to argue because adversity creates character.
It does.
And when you're handed things, you don't work for things. You no longer value things. And it's... there's gotta be drawbacks to anything we do. Like, nothing's a perfect system. That's my issue, is when people argue things, right? They don't argue what's the better solution. They argue that something that your solution does not solve every problem.
Yeah.
But it's like, there's no such thing as a perfect fix.
Yeah.
This world has been civilizing itself for thousands of years. Yeah. There have been the rise and fall of a fucking plague of nations and empires and kingdoms. Nobody has figured out a perfect solution.
Yeah.
We're not going to fucking do it either.
No.
I don't know that it can be done, but we still got thousands of years of development before we figure it out, especially on an international scale. So the fact is that there's no such thing as like a perfect solution, but things like this or situations like similar to what we're talking about have more solutions than ailments. And yeah, there's a couple of big drawbacks to shit like that, but it helps more people versus help. It's either we help more people enough or we help a handful of people a lot.
Yeah.
So like why? We're a society. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Part of being in a society is understanding that it's not about what makes you the happiest. It's not about what makes you, or it's not about getting everything you want. It's about what's best for everyone. It's the same argument that a lot of people make against guns. And I like guns. I'm not saying they should be taken away or anything like that, but I will say this is a solid argument. Jim Jeffries actually said the same thing when he was talking about it. It's not about, you know, how much you like your guns. There's a lot of things that I enjoy doing that legally I cannot do. You know what I mean? Because I can do things and not be a fucking idiot about it. You know what I mean? Other people can't. You know what I mean? I can smoke a blunt and not beat my kids. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not everybody can take a needle to the vein and even remember that they have kids. But heroin, drugs should still be illegal, I suppose, because I don't think that this is a really bad example. But basically what I'm saying is, if you take something away from everyone because it's hurting too many people, it's better for everyone. And it sucks for you, but it's the betterment of society. Basically. And that's a solid point.
Yeah.
Again, pro gun.
Yeah.
Because I'm super anti-tyranny. But
you can't deny what's going on with them, man. Like, you can't just turn a blind eye to the fact.
Yeah, you also just can't pretend that. Here's my thing. What people are arguing about, they don't even know what they're saying. Because what they're not, the argument has never been, do we take guns, do we not take guns? Especially when they were talking about like it started with Obama. Everybody's like, Obama's trying to take guns. All Obama wanted to do was issue an order to the CDC and figure out how we limit violent gun deaths. That was it. And then it became this whole thing of back and forth of take guns. Now you have dumbasses like that one dude who got a very humble zero votes from the DNC because he openly said he wanted to take fucking guns away from people. Even if that's your goal as a fucking
political suicide.
I'm telling you, as a person who does not like you, if that's your goal in life, don't tell me until it's too late.
because you will absolutely go nowhere.
Yeah.
The entire country will fucking shun you immediately. Because even most liberals are pro-gun. There's very few, like, actual anti-gun liberals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There are zero anti-gun conservatives. That's actually a bylaw of being conservative. If you don't own an AR-15, you can't get into the conference.
You have to bring them to the conference.
Yeah, you have to, like, literally, like, they have to look up your, like, you have to bring your VIN number with you. And then they're going to look up your VIN number. And if it's not registered to, if it's registered to you, you can't get in anyway because they don't register their fucking guns in America. Bang, bang, bitch. By the way, the reason why I was like, whoa, was because I set my, I was wondering why, like, because I thought I set it and it was just like not coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized it was counting down this whole time. I just put it in for 50 minutes or 50 hours and not 50 minutes. So that's why I was like, oh shit, I'm stupid.
So how far is it from 49?
It's 49, 15, 50, 49 right now.
So we got like...
We got like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I just honestly, like, going back to the whole education thing, I just... There's so many ways. And while we're talking about this, this may not be the best way to do it. But it's better than what the fuck is happening now.
Right.
Like, that's like... I get so, I get like 150 different things I hate about people when we talk about politics every time. Cause like I want to address so much dumb shit that people say. And it's like, it's really difficult because most people don't know what the fuck they're talking about. I'm gonna be honest with you. Sometimes I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I think I know what I'm talking about. Most of the time I turn out to be, and sometimes I turn out to be wrong. But
this is where being continuously educated will help out massively. Because
then you'll know shit and then you'll know what to argue for and against. You'll understand that abortion isn't murder and that you're actually dumb. Great. I'm sorry. I was doing my best this whole time to come off as politically independent, which I am, like, affiliation-wise, but, like, 100% abortion's not murder. Like, I understand why you're so angry if you think abortion's murder. You know what I mean? Because you think it's murder. You think babies are being murdered. You know what I mean? I get it. But it's not, and you're wrong. And that's just an objective fact.
Yeah, I would argue against it. I mean, it's... I
was saying, like, you, but I didn't really mean you.
Yeah. Oh, no, dude. I get it.
You're a fucking hippie.
That's true.
You'd murder a baby yourself if it meant sticking it to the man. See how he went quiet? It means he's already done it. He doesn't want to convict himself.
Nah. I got way too much of that Eastern philosophy in me now.
Oh.
I've been ruined. I'm no longer like a Western-minded individual.
No, but you're definitely more of a douchebag now. You actually want to go ahead and cap this one?
Yeah. I didn't think about using that clock. That's way more accurate.
Yeah, I thought about it. And I thought about it this whole time. I was like, we can actually... I don't know why I didn't say anything, because I thought about it when you said it. I was like, yeah, we could set a timer. I mean, there's going to be one right there, but whatever. It's right in front of our fucking faces, and we both stare at the screen the whole time for no reason.
Well.
Well.
Now we know.
Now we know. That was just a whole bunch of, like, logistical rambling of...
Yeah, that'll be it. I feel like this episode...
Two idiots who set a phone alarm for something that the computer screen in front of their faces is already doing.
Because we are some intelligent fucking guys, all right?
In theory.
Agreed.
In theory, we are greatly intelligent people. We just got off into a whole ass tangent about school for a fucking hour. See, this is the problem. This is the only, like, real drawback other than the whole, like, timing conundrum. But, like, during, like, because we have, when we do our, this whole thing's supposed to be a hangout session. It's the whole feel that we're supposed to give. And I think we do a good job at presenting that vibe. The problem is that, like, when we have our standard hangout sessions, like, we talk about, like, one thing for a real long time.
Yeah.
Because we're both, like, on the spot thinking people. You know what I mean? So, like, as we're developing more thoughts about it, we just keep talking about it.
And that's why our podcasts end up, like, 3 hours long, because we'll talk about, like, five things, but
honestly,
for 3 hours.
That's 100% why it is, because, like, we'll talk about four fucking things for three fucking almost 4 hours, and then we'll condense it down more. And it's just like, we're not getting a variety of material. We're just getting a lot of shit being said about a couple of things.
And that's cool though, because we can take an hour long conversation on a subject, cut it, turn that into an episode and say, like, this is what this episode is about.
Literally, this whole episode is just about...
Like, these four episodes were all one chill session split into four episodes because we talked about things for an hour, which is not hard for us.
It's really not difficult. I'm going to show you, once we end this episode, I'm going to show you a video and then we'll get into the next one because I want you to see it so I can reference it throughout the shit. It's fucking hilarious.
Let's bring this one to a close.
This was going to be a short one. We're getting back into it.
There'll probably be more short ones.
There's probably going to be a lot more short ones. We're probably going to we're going to try and keep it between 45 minutes and an hour, but we're allotting time for other things. So with that being said, thank you for not forgetting we exist over the last 6 months. And Dylan?
As always.